Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the February 26, 2021 special meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island House staff, all callers are requested to mute their lines during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners and invited guests and participating staff please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning, everyone. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 21-10, and as may be further amended or extended, this special meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this special meeting. First, Chairman Rezinas will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking and mute your telephone when you are not speaking. And now I will turn it over to Chairman Rezinas to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. And again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to join us. I'm going to ask our Executive Director to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance today. Chairman Nicholas Ripsina.
Here.
Commissioner Liz Tanner.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister. Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Christine Hunzinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
And Steve Richard.
Here.
Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you. And again, welcome. The first and only voting item on the agenda is number one, approval of engagement of a software company. I'm going to ask Christine Hunzinger to give that report and also Christine to give some context of why we're calling a special meeting at this time. Christine?
Sure. This is Chris Hunzinger. I'm going to do two things to be mindful of your time. I'm going to describe the program that we will be administering that the software is being procured for and present the request for action to the board. So as most of you know, we've been asked to administer a $200 million emergency rental assistance program by the state. Those are federal dollars that were approved by Congress that'll be flowing through to this program. The program is to provide rental assistance, utility assistance, and assistance with other housing expenses to those who are at 80% of area median income and below, who have experienced an impact due to COVID, such as unemployment or a risk of being homeless or housing instability. The people who are eligible for this program are eligible to receive 12 months up of assistance and up to 15 months in exceptional cases. The target date for launch of this program will be March 31st, which is the same date that the CDC eviction moratorium is anticipated to be lifted. We have received guidance from Treasury twice now, once under the old administration, once under the new administration. We are working to understand what those rules are and to put together policies and procedures and an administrative plan. We were able to finalize the contract with the state that will guide this program, and that happened, I believe, yesterday. Because of the size of the program and our experience with the past rental assistance programs, we know that we need certain things to be successful, and one of those was a technology platform that all partners involved in the program could use. And that's the RFA that will be in front of you. In addition to technology, we do anticipate that we will need additional staff to administer the program and make sure that we are serving Rhode Islanders, but also complying with the federal guidance and protecting Rhode Island housing and being able to meet Treasury's requirements around audit and reporting. So we are evaluating a number of different structures to run this program. In one of them, we anticipate needing up to 20 new staff members, and that would be if Rhode Island Housing kept almost all of the functions within itself. So we have posted for some of those positions because time is of the essence in that the program will have to be up and running within a month. But the exact mix of staff and partners and other services will depend on responses that we receive to several RFPs, including one that we put out for a call center and another for partners to help administer different pieces of this program. So what you have in front of you is a request for action for approval to engage Greenwood 360 LLC, what we commonly call as ALETA. This is the software technology platform that we would use to accept applications and to process applications and facilitate payment to approved tenants and landlords. We put out an RFP in February of 2021, and we advertised an aggressive timeline to launch this program. Eight firms submitted proposals in response to the RFP, and a selection committee of senior staff and representatives from various business lines reviewed the proposals and evaluated them in accordance with the RFP criteria. Factors taken into consideration were the firm's capacity and experience, the timeline that they, if whether or not they were able to meet what we had as a timeline, fee structure, automation, customization, and prior experience with Rhode Island Housing and similar organizations. You can see in attachment B that you've got the score sheet. We chose ALETA because they had experience doing the rental assistance program previously under CRF. They had experienced much of what we had in the past, encountered the same troubles, and had created a platform that addressed many of those concerns. Much of the process with this software is automated, which was not the case before, so we thought that that was very important. They also have Treasury staff folks that used to work at Treasury on their staff, and they are incredibly familiar with the audit and reporting requirements. And much of that is built into the system. They also understand that Treasury guidance changes often, and they are prepared to make changes to the system very quickly in response to that. The proposed initial cost of the engagement is $190,400 for the initial setup, hosting and maintenance, customization and licensing. And an additional cost of $145,000 would be incurred to secure an inactive hosting and maintenance agreement for 5 years. So we would, if we keep it for an extended period of time to hold the data and to continue to do reporting, that's what it would be. So the pricing of the other proposals was varied from asking for a percentage of the grant, which would have been $1.8 million just for the technology platform, to a lower price of $360,000 per year. But ALETA was on the low to mid price range of those proposals. So I would ask that the board would approve this recommendation.
Thank you, Chris. Let's start. We need a motion to begin the discussion. Could someone move the decision?
So moved.
Liz Tanner, so moved.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. And now we open up for discussion or questions.
I'm sorry, I missed what the total charge was. Like, what was the payment? I heard the range, but I didn't hear about the specific one.
Yeah, it's It's slightly under $400,000 for the full 5-year thing, but it's about $200,000 to $230,000, depending on customization for the year. Thank you.
This is Leanne. Chris, I heard that your scheduled launch date was end of March. Do we anticipate that funds will be coming to the state before that or around that time?
The funds have already been received by the state.
Got it.
So they have those.
Thank you.
Chris, talk a little bit about references, particularly references having to do within housing finance agencies.
Yep. So as I said, they had done application processing for rental assistance program for a couple of counties in Ohio under the CRF program. But what we understand, we've talked to West Virginia, we've spoken to Oregon and to Kentucky. Oregon has already launched and they are very satisfied with ALETA. But a lot of the smaller states are using ALETA because of cost and the reporting and audit knowledge, and also because of the automation. It makes it a less intensive process on staff.
Okay, good. Thank you. Other comments or questions?
This is Kevin. Christina, I thank you for this presentation, and I think great idea to have a call center and pull in a number of other, talent. Can you provide an overall anticipated cost for not just this piece, but all the other anticipated pieces you're going to pull in to solve this puzzle? And then also, what is the anticipated fee that Rhode Island Housing would receive for administering the program?
So the percentage of the award, the total award that is allowed to be used for running the cost of the program is 10% of it. It's tricky, I think, because it's 10% of the assistance that you can put in people's hands. So it's an ever fluctuating number. And so there's a balance of how much effort you pay for up front to get as many people in so that you can continue to utilize partners and services. I don't know at this point exactly what the cost will be. We just received call center proposals back yesterday, and the partner RFPs aren't due back until next week. So what I think is likely is that we would come to the board with a roster of partners that we wanted to be able to contract with dependent on need in specific moments in time in order to make sure that we're targeting efforts where we see that they're necessary, but we're also able to control the spend as we understand how many folks are coming in and how much assistance we're able to process. So being able to monitor our costs against the money going out the door is critical. So I think there are a couple of moving pieces there. So we will have to submit a budget to the state sometime next week. It will be broad in bucket with a kind of total dollar amount that we could spend, but I anticipate us controlling the spend to make sure that we are not over as we understand what the volume will be. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It seems like 10% is fairly generous and should allow us to cover our cost. Is that fair to say?
It is. There's a caveat in there, though. The 10% that's allowed for the program cost also includes housing stabilization services. So housing stabilization services are not able to be covered. The cost of those are not able to be covered with the 90% that you would put out in assistance. They have to be part of the cost. And so while the 10% of the total award, should you be able to put out all the dollars in people's hands, would be enough to cover the program, there's also other expenses in there that partners in the state and Rhode Island Housing would seek to procure. And so you just have to, like I said, it's just a balance of controlling the spend and directing the dollars where we most need it to make the program efficient and to get as many dollars into the hands of Rhode Islanders as we can.
Right. Thank you.
It's a truncated time frame too. So 65% of the dollars have to be spent by the end of September, or the federal government will claw back the remainder. And the program right now, unless it changes, runs through December 31st of this year. So it's about 9 months to get $180 million in assistance out the door.
Carol, can you comment on capacity? Understanding we may need additional employees and additional partners to carry this out, do you have confidence we can build the infrastructure in time to actually oversee and administer this program?
I do, Nick. I think Christine has rightly raised the issue of the time frame associated with this program. So it's a little bit different than the hottest hit fund that, you know, was a massive right. program. And this truly is a massive program when you think about $180 million that the federal government wants you to spend in 9 months, right? So the reality is if that timeline doesn't move, we're going to be particularly challenged to get the money out the door. I think we are, with the partners we have, with the experience we've had with the CRF funding, and, you know, we know what the roadblocks are, we know what the challenges were with the last program, and, you know, and we were very fortunate that the federal government lifted a lot of the requirements imposed upon people that needed the assistance, so I'm hopeful that they'll do the same thing for this program. They've provided a bit of flexibility, but not as much. So I think that we have the necessary checks and balances in place to monitor this. I want to manage expectations on behalf of not only Rhode Island Housing, but also the state, that this is an enormous program with a very tight timeline. And our ability to deploy all of this money within that time frame is probably the biggest challenge.
Thank you. Thank you for that candor. Other questions or comments?
Hey, Christine, it's Maria. I just had a quick question that ties into Nick's question on capacity, but will this software be running on Rhode Island Housing server, or is it something that's run centrally, and do we have any systems capacity concerns given the volume of all this happening so quickly?
We don't, because it's housed at ALEDA, and I did put them through a pretty rigorous set of questions, having lived through several technology launches in the past. They are very aware of, you know, go live flow into it, and they make sure that there is enough capacity. You know, they launched in Oregon, did not have a problem, and their previous experience kind of makes them very, very aware. So I'm not concerned. It's technology, so at any point anything could go wrong, and I think that would happen with anything, but they were very much on top of capacity issues.
Okay, that's great. And I saw they scored really high on the capacity line. Do they limit the number of states they take on, or do they give you any indication?
We liked that about them, too. They were very upfront that they were not going to take some of the bigger states that were really interested in using them because of capacity. They limited themselves to 10 of the smaller size states. So we liked that because their customer service commitment is really robust. And, you know, the more folks you're serving, sometimes the less responsive they are. But they were very committed to doing it well and doing it right and doing it with, you know, fewer folks so that they could do that. So we liked that about them too.
Okay, that's great. Particularly the flurry of information that's going to start flowing through here quickly. That's terrific. Thank you.
Other questions or comments?
Chris, I have one more. This is Leanne. Can you speak a little bit to the accessibility of this platform for constituents who may either speak English as a second language or have disabilities that make it hard for them to use a computer? Is that what the call center is for, or is there accommodations built into the software to help serve folks?
Yep. So the software can be translated into a variety of language. We've obviously agreed to do Spanish. We're looking at what makes sense. We did translate a lot of documentation in the previous program into other languages. We had very little take-up on that, so I want to make sure that we're allocating resources accordingly. But the partner RFP cast a very wide net and asked very specifically for folks who offered could offer language assistance, were in communities, could provide one-on-one assistance, on-site assistance, either in their organization, in the courthouse, in places where folks in need would gather. And the call center also, one of the requirements in that was to tell us how you would deal with different languages and different disabilities. So I feel as though when we get to the decision making about the right mix of partners, technology, and things like that, that is a big component of what we want to achieve. We want to make sure that everybody knows about this program and is being helped into it, not just because that's the right thing to do. Obviously, that's the key driver, but it helps make the program successful in getting those dollars out too. So we are looking for traditional and non-traditional partners, and we sent that RFP wide and far in the hopes that they will come in and tell us what they do well and how to help us understand the best ways to connect with those communities and to assist them. So that is my hope.
Thank you.
Questions, comments? Hearing none, let me ask our general counsel to take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the engagement of Alita 360 to provide software for Rent Relief Rhode Island, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister. The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. We have one other item on the agenda, not for a vote, but discussion. I'm going to turn it over to our executive director to comment on the Building Homes Rhode Island program. Carol?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Let me just bring this deck up. I think you all know that the state has been using bonding as one of their primary tools, actually, to finance the production and preservation of housing. The Housing Resources Commission created the Building Homes Rhode Island program to deploy these bond funds for this purpose. Let me direct you to slide 2 in the deck. We've been administering the Building Homes Rhode Island program for the state since 2006. That was the first bond issuance. You can see here that as to the responsibilities of the HRC in Rhode Island Housing, and this demonstrates both Building Homes Rhode Island, otherwise known as BHRI, and also the Acquisition and Revitalization Program, or ARP, which is actually managed by us directly. With respect to BHRI, the HRC develops the program guidelines and priorities and scoring for the program and releases the RFP to the general public and then awards funds based upon underwriting and recommendations that we provide to the commission. We prepare contracts, we oversight construction and disperse payments, and we conduct the ongoing monitoring for the program. As I mentioned, we have sole responsibility for ARP. We develop the guidelines and conducted the RFPs, and then the board approved the funding awards for this program. Slide 3 provides an overview of the past housing bonds. Since 2006, voters have approved 3 housing bonds totaling $125 million. $10 million of the funding approved in 2016 was allocated to the ARP. Slide 4 outlines the positive economic impact of these bonds. Almost 3,000 affordable homes have been constructed or preserved. Combined with the ARP production, 3,200 affordable homes have been created and preserved. Around 20% of these homes have been targeted to seniors or households with special needs, including homeless individuals and families and people living with disabilities. The bond funding has provided an almost 6-to-1 leverage in funding, and you know, the construction related to the bonds has supported almost 4,000 well-paying jobs. The bonds have financed housing development in 34 of the 39 municipalities in the state. Slides 5 and 6 outline the success rate of the bond investments. Overall, the BHRI program has had a very good success rate with few projects stalled or canceled. These few developments that have not moved forward were primarily the result of developers being unable to secure other financing sources like housing tax credits and, you know, federal home dollars, et cetera. To date, 100% of the bond funding for BHRI 1 and 2 has been fully dispersed. Almost 2,000 units will be created or preserved with that funding. Moving on to slide 7, this outlines the outcomes of the last bond. BHRI 3 funding was fully obligated in January of 2020, but recently the HRC has deobligated funding for 5 projects, resulting in the availability of almost $6 million in funds. The HRC plans to release a new funding round shortly for these resources. Slide 8 provides a summary of ARP. We've committed the entire $10 million available for this program. These funds were used to create and preserve 152 affordable homes, 15 commercial spaces, and 7 public facilities in 19 different developments. This picture on the slide is of a former vacant commercial building. I think it was a Navigant Bank in Central Falls. We provided $1 million in funding to acquire and rehab this site, and now Rhode Island College operates a workforce development and adult education hub at this property. So let me answer any questions that you have now, Chairman.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Carol, will there be any significant difference on the administration of this program with the last bond issue? Is it pretty parallel or any differences?
Yeah, pretty parallel. I mean, the only real difference on, you know, the first two bonds compared to the third was the addition of the ARP, which allowed us to do, you know, commercial spaces and public facilities. We never had that before. And the way the language is written for the new bond, it would not include the ability to do commercial spaces and public facilities. So it will be BHRI only unless they're able to carve out some kind of special site control or pre-development fund as a component of it.
Okay, thank you. Other questions or comments?
Just a quick one. Carol, again, is this, how much is this? $60 million, is that right?
For which one, Kevin?
For
the upcoming,
the proposed one, yeah.
$65 million.
And is there a time period for which that needs to be spent?
So there's been some discussion, and naturally the HRC has really the oversight to set that. There's been some discussion that they'd like to deploy it over 2 years. I don't know that that's actually realistic, though, to be able to deploy $65 million over 2 years in Rhode Island, given the capacity.
I guess that's my concern. Is it'd be a lot better if we just had a level funding stream, but, you know, I don't mean to look a gift horse in the mouth either, but is there a way maybe where we could level that out? So, I don't know, it's in slugs of $10 million or $12 million a year for a little while, for 5 years or something like that?
I mean, we've done that in the past with the other bonds. We've actually deployed it over multiple years. And I think that, I mean, that would set predictability for developers if that was public and if the HRC said that they intended to do that. And they've done that in the past, but I think that there's some pressure to get large amounts of money out the door for production, and And so we'll see, right? I mean, once we know the outcome of the votes, then the HRC will convene, and then they'll discuss strategy around how the money gets deployed. And, you know, part of that discussion will be past history around releasing millions of dollars and the ability for the development community in Rhode Island to absorb that.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Other questions or comments? Okay, let's go out and go over and vote. That concludes the agenda for this morning. So let me ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Maria Berry.
Second.
Moved, and I heard a second. Thank you. Let me ask our general counsel to do a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you all for your time. Have a great weekend, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye.